This is Joanne Factor with Strategic Living, bringing you the sixth Sound Safety Podcast. Today is Sunday, April 21st, 2007. Strategic Living conducts personal safety and self-defense trainings in the Seattle and Puget Sound area. In these podcasts, I focus on stories, some great successes, and a couple with not really happy endings. Women sharing their stories encourages and empowers other women to take action. All stories are true, though details have been changed to preserve confidentiality. If you have never been to the intersection of Madison and 19th, go by it one day very soon. The old Fratelli's Ice Cream building on the northwest corner has a painted pastoral landscape with cows under Mount Rainier. But these are not just any cows. They're all done in the style of famous 20th century painters. One is a surrealist Dali-esque cow, one a Jackson Pollock cow, one a Picasso, and there are others. Go by and take a look if you can, as that area is under redevelopment and the building may be soon gone. But going back about 5-6 years or so, on a summer day, I was bicycling to class, stopped at the red light at that same intersection. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw a woman coming towards me, disregarding oncoming traffic. That was my first warning sign. She's still at a distance when she shouts her question, "Do I live in this area?" I shake my head, and she continues approaching and shouting her tale. She seems oblivious that I've even given her any answer. "Well, I was driving home from camp for disabled kids. I'm on staff there when my car broke down on I-90, and I need to get home. I live on Whidbey Island, and I need some money for the ferry. Can you help me, please? I tried my parents. They live around here, but how was I to know? They're in New York for the weekend. I left my key to their house at my home on Whidbey Island. I also left all my credit cards at home, and I left my cash at home. I can't believe I did that. I really need to get back. I have two dogs to feed. I asked a guy for money, and he said, 'Sure, I'll give you some if you give me some,' and he wanted me to suck him off. So I decided to only ask women because I don't want to deal with guys like that. Please, can you help me?" Did I mention this is a long red light? I pointed to the church office across the street as the light finally turned green, said, "I don't carry cash, but someone in there may be able to help." She gave me a disgusted look as I pedaled across and away. I'd been teaching self-defense for a while, and I knew about ploys and manipulations. I quickly assessed her as not a physical threat, recognized the pattern of ploy with layer upon layer of excessive detail, and intellectually knew none of it was true. Intellectually. Still, as I rode away, I felt pangs of residual guilt. I recognized that I felt more comfortable justifying my refusal by saying I don't carry cash, rather than just flat out saying no. Like many of my students, I want to feel like a helpful human being. In Yiddish, that's called a mensch. The thought that I may have turned down a person in need wasn't so easy to settle. Days later, I felt some anger at the attempted manipulation. After all, if it wasn't for connivers like her, it'd be lots easier to help the truly needy. Right? Much later, by a couple of years in fact, some compassion crept in. People who are homeless or have so little in such an affluent culture have learned a crucial lesson. You do and say what you need to survive. I learned that when I was teaching some self-defense and safety skills to women in a homeless day shelter and in transitional housing. And who among us can say they might do the same? I never saw her again, and likely never will. But go see the cow mural before you never will. This is Joanne Factor with Strategic Living. If you'd like more information on our personal safety and self-defense classes, visit our website at strategicliving.org or phone 206-920-8882. Thank you. Have a safe day.